Hey, good day, podcast audience. This is your guy, Kenny Hodge. And yeah, I'm live on the set. And you know, for so long, while trying to assimilate into the mail handler craft, I've kind of shunned all my years in postal management. But as you come more and more into the knowledge of oneself, I'm not going to shun that anymore. What I'm going to do is I'm going to embrace it, but I'm going to embrace it just a little different. I'm going to hold on to all that postal knowledge, and I'm going to bring it more to the forefront as I show postal employees a better way to get this job done, always in line with contract compliance. Like, I'm going to spend some time during this holiday season sharing postal operations with you, but from a employee perspective, or from a perspective of the union. That's where it's going to be different, but it's still going to be postal operations. And I'm going to kick this series off starting back in an area of the building in automation. And there's a near and dear reason why I'm going to start in automation, and that's because I used to supervise about 40 DBCS machines. Yes, my operation ran very different from what you see in Columbus, Ohio right now. And again, all I said was, it ran different. Now, you might ask yourself, now why would Ken want to start an automation if he's a mail handler? Well, it's a personal reason. You see, my current bid is in a flat unit, and I pretty much maintain the FPARS area that's assigned to the flat unit. And next to the FPARS area is the SIOS operation of automation. SIOS is where they lift images and send images back to put on mail. Well, the SIOS, because it's so close to the FPARS, the FPARS area is always pristine. But that SIOS area is an eyesore, and it crowds where I work. So yes, it's personal while we're starting with automation. But nonetheless, SIOS seems to always be inundated with mail, and there's got to be a reason for that. So as having conversation with personnel, other clerks over there, we stumble upon, again, maintenance management inability to dedicate mechanics to the SIOS area. Now, since the SIOS machines, and again, just so you know, I'm not trying to give you a class on automation, but you have dials, and then you have SIOS machines, then you've got your regular barcode sorters. One prints barcodes, your dials. Then you have your SIOS that lifts images, and that's as far as I'm going to go with you right there. Then you've got your delivery barcode sorter. That's that piece of equipment that's going to sort, sequence, and put that mail in delivery order, which is what this whole game is all about. It'll go through SIOS to go through dials to end up on the delivery barcode sorter so that letter carrier has perfectly sequenced mail to deliver to his customers. But nonetheless, there seems to be mechanical issues with the SIOS that are always exacerbated by maintenance management's inability to designate or dedicate SIOS mechanics. It seems that maintenance management can't mentally comprehend the concept of a mechanic being on area assurance, and if for some reason no machine breaks, well, they go into a quandary. Wait a minute, we had a mechanic sitting here 6 hours, no work. Well, that should be an excellent day for you. And for any manager who has any reasonable managerial skills would understand that's an excellent day. But let's bring it back to the postal maintenance manager. That day means I have to assign additional duties to that mechanic because that's 6 hours, they didn't do anything. So now I assign him. So now when I need him, he's assigned out. And now one must wait until that mechanic finishes a previous job to get back to the sales machine, and that helps push back or delay even more mail in that area. So the first reason I find out that there's so much mail backing up into the whole area of that building is postal management on tour two refuses to dedicate mechanics, one, maybe two, to ensure that that machine runs efficiently as it is supposed to, instead of long delayed stoppages, because you do not have maintenance mechanics who are in position to respond expeditiously so that that machine can do what it is supposed to do, and that is give you constant throughput. And that brings us back around to automation on the postal management side. That mail coming in for that sales operation comes in consistently. And the reason I say it comes in consistently, that it comes in so consistently that there should be a bid for mail processors who do nothing but work that mail. But currently, what postal management does is you try to alternate between mail processors and clerks who prep that mail to be ran on the Sios machine, and that cannot happen. But because of the management training you are used to, you don't understand that operations that need to be performed consistently in excess of 8 hours need to be bid jobs. You cannot alternate employees and expect to maintain or keep up with the consistent flow. So if maintenance would dedicate mechanics to be in that area so that you never have long periods of shutdown, then you have to dedicate employees so that you always have mail in a prepared state to run on the machine. Now you take maintenance, you take mail processing, getting together, putting that flow of operation together. Now you have a consistent flow of mail that will allow Columbus to achieve a throughput for that machine, again, not for the mail processor, that it wants to achieve. And hopefully that throughput will allow that area to be reduced with mail so that it's not cluttering the building up. And this whole thing started because it was cluttering up the FPARS area. So now if that mail is processed, it will be pristine just like the FPARS area will be. Now, doesn't that make sense? It makes everybody happy. But I can't forget about the craft to which I belong, the mail handler. Listen, mail handlers, when you bring mail into that area, I know you see those swim lanes on the floor. Stop just putting mail back there. Take the time to place that mail back there properly. And there's a manner in which those A's are faced. If you're on a jack tractor, you may have to get off and position those A's properly. Come on, let's take the time to do it right. So again, starts with maintenance. Everything starts with maintenance. Maintenance dedicates a mechanic to be back there so there's no long stoppages. Mail processing dedicates personnel so that they're constantly preparing that mail, so there's mail always ready to run on a machine that maintenance is going to make sure is never going to be down long. Mail handlers who bring that mail from the dock take the time to position it properly inside the swim lanes. Guess what? Now you have a smooth flowing operation that is going to minimize floor space, because mail is going to be placed properly and is going to be dispatched, thereby minimizing and making efficient and effective use of the limited floor space. Oh, and by the way, Columbus, Ohio, I think on Tuesday we should be getting a new acting plant manager. I think the current acting plant manager is tired of those telephonic verbal ass whoopings that they get on a regular. That's just word on the street. And to the new acting plant manager, let me say, my name is Kenny Hodge, and I am the employee advocate. And a word of advice to make your mornings go a little smoother: clear all your originating before you start any first-class operation. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, and you're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.